Okay? We need all the EM's help on this one right here. One, two, three. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 24. Okay, 中文. 所以耶稣回答说, 你们当信服神, 我实在告诉你们, 无论何人对这座山说, 你拿开此地, 投在海里, 他若心里不疑惑, 只信他所说的, 必成, 就必给他成了。 所以我告诉你们, 凡你们祷告祈求的, 无论是什么, 只要信, 是得着的, 就必得着。 马可福音十一章二十二至二十四节。 Thank you. Now it's time for scripture reading. It's recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 14 from verse 13 to 21st. It's a very familiar passage. I will read it in Chinese. 今日的经文是记载在马太福音第十四章十三至二十一节。我会用中文读出。 耶稣听见了就上船从那里独自退到野地里去。众人听见就从各城里步行跟随他。耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说：这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开，他们好往村子里去自己买吃的。耶稣说： 不用他们去，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说：我们这里只有五个饼，两条鱼。耶稣说：拿过来给我。于是吩咐众人坐在草地上，就拿着这五个饼、两条鱼，望着天祝福，擘开饼递给门徒，门徒又递给众人。他们都吃，并且吃饱了。 把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。吃的人除了妇女孩子，约有五千。Now it's time for Pastor Justin, and we have Maria as our interpreter.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Before we start, why don't we bow our heads in prayer?
我们开始前,我们一同祷告。
Father God, we are so thankful to be here worshiping you today.
天父,我们很感恩,我们可以在这里一同敬拜你。
May these words of scripture that we know so familiar be able to speak to us in a new way today.
让我们熟悉圣经里面的经文,我们是利用它来向你祷告。
And maybe if these words are new to some people here, Father, may it really speak to them in a way that you want it to.
或者这些话语对某一些人来说是很新的,但是天父求你是向他们说话。
Father, we thank you so much in Jesus' name.
天父,我们多谢你奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
早晨。
I remember a time when I was in high school and I was trying to prepare for a social studies test.
我记得在中学的时候,有一次我是要为其中一科准备测验。
Studying for me was not always the easiest thing, but then what made it even worse was my studying environment.
读书对我来说不是很容易的事。 但是更加弊的就是我当时温习的环境。
I didn't think much of it back then, but when I would study, I would have loud music in my room, and I'd be in front of my textbook, and my computer would be there, and I would do what I would call studying.
当时我不觉得有什么不妥，但是其实呢，我习惯了是在房间里开很大的音乐， 咁我台上面咧就擺滿要讀嘅書，同埋開著個電腦。
And then of course my parents would say to me, "Son, you cannot study with this loud music in your room."
咁我爸爸媽媽當然就會同我講話，仔啊，你唔可以用啲咁大聲嘅音樂喺度讀書噶。
And then I said in my heart, I'm just saying, "Oh, you're too old. You don't understand teenagers."
咁我心入邊咧就喺度諗，唉，你老啦，你都唔明啲後生諗乜嘅。
Does that sound familiar to anyone here?
係咪覺得好熟悉咧？
Unfortunately, as time went on, I found that studying became more and more difficult.
咁但係咧，越嚟咧就越覺得讀書咧係好困難喎。
I just couldn't focus for some reason.
唔知點解我唔可以集中精神。
I had distractions everywhere, and I didn't know why I wasn't doing well in keeping my focus.
周圍都係令我分心嘅嘢，咁我又唔明點解我唔可以集中精神。
Of course, when grade 12 came, a very important year, and I had three major exams coming up, and I wanted to take it seriously.
咁好啦，到十二班咧就有三個好重要嘅考試，咁我知道咧就要好認真咁對待。
Did I study the same way that I studied before?
講話咪好似以前咁樣温習咧？
Certainly not. I decided to go to a Tim Hortons to be in a very bright environment to make sure that no one was with me, and I committed to studying in that kind of an environment.
咁我咧就改變咗我温習嘅環境，我就去到一個飲咖啡嘅地方，好光猛嘅，冇人同我一齊。咁我喺嗰度咧，我一個人咧就喺嗰度温習。
At that time, the phones couldn't really do anything, and I didn't have a laptop with me, and I tried to eliminate all the distractions and all the creature comforts that I would have at home.
咁當時咧手提電腦亦都幫唔到我乜嘢，亦都係冇電話啦。咁我係盡量遠離嗰啲令到我分心嘅嘢。
Did I do better in studying this time?
咁我係咪讀得好啲咧？
Of course I did. Of course.
梗係啦。
I actually did very, very, very good. In fact, my grade 12 year was the best year in my high school days, and I got the highest marks out of any other year.
我嗰年咧讀得好好啊，第十二班咧係我攞到最高分嘅一年。
I should have gone back to Tim Hortons and to thank them, to be honest.
我應該翻返去嗰間咖啡店嗰度多謝佢哋啊。
This isn't too dissimilar to what Jesus had in mind when he wanted to withdraw to these isolated, desolate places to focus on prayer.
其實有少少似耶穌當時嗰個心情，佢係要去到一啲冇人嘅地方嗰度。
When Jesus wanted to focus on prayer, and when he wanted to focus on his relationship with God, he knew that he needed to have a clear and empty environment.
當耶穌要集中精神去禱告，佢要去集中仰望神嘅時候，佢係需要一個冇人嘅地方。
Sometimes we don't think much of these empty places, but actually God can use them to our great benefit.
好多時我哋唔覺得呢啲冇人嘅地方係有啲咩咁特別，但係往往神咧就係嗰啲地方咧係用我哋。
I'll read from verse 13 right now. It says, "Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot." From the towns.
喺十三節咁樣講，耶穌聽見了，就上船從那裏獨自退到野地裏去。眾人聽見，就從各城裏步行跟隨他。
Let's remember that just before these words, Jesus heard that John the Baptist was just murdered, and Jesus was told of this, so it grieved his heart tremendously.
喺呢段經文之前咧，我哋記得耶穌係聽到施洗約翰被殺呢個消息。佢當時係好痛心、好傷心。
The loss of a loved one, as you could imagine, would lead you to a time of sorrow, silence. You just have to work things out in your heart.
你可以想像到，當你失去一個好心愛嘅人，你係唔想同佢一齊，乜嘢都唔想講，係令到你係好傷心。
This word that's used in the English Bible, in the ESV translation, it uses the word desolate. And in these scriptures, it uses that word twice, and I'll get to that later in this sermon.
在这个英语标准版的圣经里面，这个野地可以解作是荒漠之地，是出现过两次的在经文里面，那我迟些再回头去讲。
But I want us to imagine what this place sort of looked like. It was an empty field. It was away from people. It was away from villages. There weren't any street vendors trying to come and offer you certain trinkets. It was just a place that was silent. It was quiet. It was remote. It was desolate.
这个野地呢，我想大家去想象一下，是完全没有人的，是远离所有的城镇，那里什么都没有，也都没有小贩去卖东西给你。
And Jesus, he looked for a place like this. He sought after a place like this to pray and to focus on God.
耶稣呢，就是找一个这样的地方去专注祈祷，去专注仰望神。
And this wasn't just a one-off thing. He did this actually quite often. As described in Luke chapter 5, it says that Jesus often would withdraw and go to quiet places to pray.
耶稣这样做呢，不是唯一的一次，在路加福音五章呢，也都是讲到耶稣是成日都是这样做的。
And I don't think I have to explain much as to why an empty and desolate and isolated place is a good place for us to focus on God.
我想我不需要多解释为什么一个完全没有人的空旷的地方是令到我们是更加专注是仰望神。
We live in a world where there are just so many distractions around us, so many creature comforts in our busy lives.
我们的生活里面呢，是充满很多东西令到我们分心，物质的享受呢，是令到我们是，很忙碌。
It's really hard to rely on God when at home or here in the city, when we just rely on so many other things every day.
当你在家，你惯了有很多令到你舒舒服服的时候，你是不会那么容易去依靠神的。
But an empty and desolate place that could be far from home, where it's hard to find these creature comforts at our fingertips, we have to really rely on God in these places.
但是当你远离你自己家，离开所有令到你舒服的物质的时候，你就会集中去依靠神。
But in this story, there was a little bit of a twist. When Jesus wanted to be alone in this instance, the people heard about it, and they were desperately wanting to seek Jesus and to find him.
但这个故事里面提到一点呢，就是耶稣他是很想很想自己一个人，但是这些人呢，就很渴望跟着耶稣啊。
So I want to read verses 14 and 15, and it says, when he went ashore, when Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, and he healed their sick. Now when it was evening time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, this is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away, go into the villages and buy food for themselves.
咁喺第十四同十五节咧就咁样讲嘅，耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。天将晚的时候，门徒进前来说：这是野地，时候已经过了，请叫众人散开。他们好往村子里去，自己买吃的。
So as Jesus tries to find this place of quietness, for focus and just to clear his thoughts a little bit, he's followed by all of these people who are desperately looking for him. And of course, Jesus, he doesn't send them away, but Jesus has compassion on them.
耶稣呢，就好想找一个清静的没有人的地方，让他可以专注祈祷，但这一班人呢，就不断跟着他。那当然呢，耶稣是不会赶他们走的，耶稣怜悯他们。
And so this word, desolate, this word comes back again, but not in the same way.
这个野地这个字呢，又再一次出现了，但是跟刚才是有少少不同。
At first, when scripture mentions this word desolate, Jesus was looking for it. Jesus wanted to be in a desolate place. But then when the word desolate comes back again, the disciples used it as like a, hey, Jesus, this is a desolate place. Let's get out of here.
咁經文開頭講嘅時候，耶穌揾呢個野地咧，佢係想去集中精神去禱告。但係呢個字第二次出現咧，就係啲門徒話唔係耶穌，呢個地方咩都冇噶，不如我哋離開呢度啦。
So the use of the word is much different. The contrast is more obvious. Jesus wanted to go to this place. He was looking for it, but then the disciples were thinking, "Boy, we got to leave this place because it's getting dark and there's just too many people here."
同樣一個字，但係呢個對比咧係好明顯唔同。耶穌揾呢一個荒僻嘅地方，冇人嘅地方，而呢、這個呢啲門徒咧，佢哋就話唔係啊，我哋要離開呢個冇人嘅地方，因為乜嘢都冇噶，冇嘢食噶。
And it's because Jesus saw an opportunity, whether he already knew it because, you know, his divine powers, or that he just saw the opportunity because he had compassion for them. But Jesus had something else in mind than to just push them away.
但耶稣呢，看到一个很好的机会。究竟是因为他是神，所以他预先看到这个机会呢？因为是因为他怜悯他们这些人呢，所以他看到这个机会呢？
Jesus saw an opportunity to show compassion for these people, and Jesus saw a great opportunity to test the faith of the disciples.
耶稣睇到呢个系一个好嘅机会，系对呢啲人施以怜悯，亦都系一个好嘅机会，系培育佢啲门徒嘅信心。
Verses 16-18 says, "But then Jesus said, 'They need not go away. You.'" Give them something to eat. They said to him, "We only have 5 loaves here and 2 fish."
在十六節耶穌這樣說，他說，不用他們去，你們給他們吃吧。但你門徒說，我們這裡只有5個餅2條魚。
And of course Jesus says, "Bring them here to me."
那耶穌就說，全部給我吧。
Imagine if you were one of the disciples, standing in front of Jesus, and then of course standing in front of this large crowd, how would you feel?
試想像一下，你係其中一個門徒，企喺耶穌面前，面對呢一班肚餓嘅人，你會點啊？
Jesus just asked you to give what little food that you have, maybe it's only enough for yourself and a few others, but Jesus asked you for your food so that maybe he could feed the rest of the people.
耶穌叫你俾曬你手頭上少少嘅食物，嗰啲食物可能係僅僅夠餵你自己或者係少少嘅人，但係要你冚唪唥俾曬佢，你會點做
？And in John's account, it's not even the disciples' food; it was the food of this little boy that appears to be in this scene. And Jesus is asking for this little boy's food.
根據約翰嘅記載，呢啲食物根本都唔係啲門徒嘅，係一個小男孩嘅。
It's easy to know how to feel since a lot of us know the end of the story. And it's easy to know that Jesus is going to do something amazing. But I want to ask you, imagine that you had no clue what Jesus was going to do at the time. Wouldn't that be challenging for you?
咁我哋熟悉呢个故事，熟悉呢个经文嘅，咁你知道跟住发生咩事，咁你梗系容易答啦。但是你想想，當時那些門徒，他們是不知道接下來會是怎樣的嘛，那怎樣回答呢？怎樣回應呢？
In that moment, it's really easy to say no to Jesus. It's really easy to say, "No, Jesus, I'm not going to give you my bread and fish, because if I give it to you, what will I have? Or I'll just give you one bread and one fish, and if you're going to do a miracle, I'm sure you could still do it with one bread and one fish, right?"
咁最直接嘅咧就係同耶穌講話唔得啊，我唔可以將餅同埋魚俾你嘅，因為俾咗你，我咪乜都冇曬咧。又或者話，不如咁啦，耶穌，我俾一條魚一個餅你，橫掂你都係愛嚟行神蹟嘅啦，咪夠咯。
I think in real life, I'm more of that guy, the guy that says, "Jesus, I'll give you one bread and one fish, and I'll keep the rest to myself, and if you can do something amazing, you could still do it with one bread, one fish." I think, in all honesty, I'm probably like that person, unfortunately.
我想呢，在現實生活裡面呢，我會是那一個說，耶穌，我給一個餅一條魚你夠了，你用來行神蹟根本已經夠了，其他那些我自己吃吧。
But instead, the disciples, scripture doesn't even talk about how they struggled with the decision. Scripture just says, and then they gave it to Jesus.
但經文沒有提到他們怎樣去回應，怎樣掙扎，他們只是全部給了耶穌。
And so here is what I see. I see that when God asks of us, He wants our all. No matter how small or how little it could be, God, if He's asking for it, He really wants all of it.
我所看到的就是当上帝呼召我们的时候，无论我们拥有的是几少几渺小，他要的是我们的全部。
We never know what God will make of the little resources that we have.
我们不知道上帝会怎样用我们手头上少少的资源。
And then I wish I could make things easier by being able to see into the future.Like how we could sort of read later in the verses to see what God does with these things. I wish we could do that, but we can't.
如果好像我们在经文里面看到跟着耶稣做的事，这样我们可以预知到跟着会发生什么事，那当然是最好啦。但是我们是没办法知道的嘛。
And that is precisely the challenge of faith that we are faced with. The challenge of putting faith into action and obeying Jesus Christ.
这个正正就是我们要面对的一个信心的挑战，就是我们什么都看不到，什么都不知道，但是我们要将我们的信心行动出来。
This story talks about how food is multiplied, but it could be more than just food. It could be our money, or it could be time that we have. It could be the effort that we put into something. It could be our participationour presence that we feel that is very limited. Any of these things, no matter how big or how small, God would use them in ways that we cannot imagine.
这个经文里面讲耶稣是用这些食物将它变成很多很多，但是其实呢在生活里面有很多东西，例如食物、金钱、我们的时间、我们的所谓资源呢，我们的参与呢。
And please don't get me wrong by thinking I'm saying that if you devote your time to church and if you pour your life's fortune here, God will triple it and return it back to you, making you even richer. That is not what I am saying.
大家不要误会，不要以为说将当你用完你全部的资源、全部的时间奉献给教会，神呢就会三倍这样是奖赏你。
What I'm saying is that sometimes in life, God will ask of you the things that you think you don't have much of. And if you are going to give that to God, offered in some way to help the ministry, God would use it in ways unimaginable.
我想大家明白的呢，就是当神要你献出你的全部所有的时候，你是不知道神是怎样会利用你的资源去令到你可以参与很多的侍奉。
In my previous church that I was at, I was a pastor, we were doing our first day camp, and the church was lacking very, very, didn't have many little kids.
在我上一间教会，我都是做传道人。咁啊，当时咧，我哋系准备一个系日营啦，咁但系就唔够小朋友参与。
We looked at our space.And the basement and all the other side rooms could probably accommodate a day camp for about a size of 20 kids.
咁我睇我哋当时嗰个环境嗰个地方咧，系可以容纳20个小朋友嘅。
And so myself and the other planning person, we approached the only two kids in the church, and then those two kids signed up for day camp.
咁于是我同另外一位负责人咧就去邀请我们教会里面的两位小朋友，他们就签了名参加。
And so a month away from when the day camp would start, so in about 30 days we were going to start this day camp, and we only had two kids signed up.
距离这个日营还有30日，我们只有两个小朋友参加。
My friend and I, we looked at each other, and we were both kind of young, and we just said, okay, you know what, we're just going to prayWe're going to pray that God would fill our rooms, and we're just going to see what God would do.
咁我同我朋友，你望我，我望你，就话咁啦。我哋系祈祷，祈祷咧系神咧系会将啲小朋友带嚟呢个日营呢度。
We took some of our pamphlets and we went to all sorts of places. We went to libraries and then some of the community centers. I think we also went to like an odd place, maybe like a bubble tea place, and we just put it in there. Hopefully, some young families that are hip, they drink bubble tea, that they'll see this and they'll be, oh, I want to bring my kids to this science camp.
咁我將我哋將嗰啲單張咧，就四圍喺附近去派啦，啊，包括附近嗰啲社區中心啊，甚至係飲波霸奶茶嘅地方，希望啲家長去買茶飲嘅時候咧，睇到咁啊，帶嗰啲小朋友嚟參加。
Sometimes I would go to a community center and I would see this massive bulletin board where there were a lot of other day camps. They put all their other bulletins there.
我去到社區中心咧，睇到有一啲好大嘅告示板咧，咁上邊都貼滿其他好多唔同嘅日營嘅告示喎。
And I was very tempted to take my pamphlet and then put it on top of the other bulletins that they had, covering them up, putting maybe like 5 or 6 of them there.
我咧好想咧將我哋嗰啲咧就擺喺佢哋上面咧遮住佢哋。
But I didn't, because I wanted to honor God in that moment. I just said, you know what? If God really wanted to send kids to our day camp, He could do it even if I just put this little bulletin right in the corner of this massive board.
但係我冇咁樣做，因為我知道，如果係神嘅旨意要啲小朋友嚟參加呢個日營咧，我就算將呢堆單張擺埋一邊咧，神都會帶佢哋嚟嘅。
But I'm telling you, it was very tempting.
但話俾你聽咧，係一個好大嘅引誘。
The very next day, we got phone calls.
第二日。咁啊，收到好多電話。
And then one family said that they'd like to enroll their kids. They had 3 kids.
咁有個家庭話：我哋有三個小朋友，我想帶佢哋嚟參加。
And then later that afternoon, someone knocked on our door. Let me tell you, nobody knocks on our door usually.
咁第二日咧，跟住有人嚟敲門啊！啊，通常咧嗰度係冇人敲門嘅。
So when someone knocked on the door, my friend and I just looked at each other like, "What are we doing?" We went to get the door, and this lady was there. She said, "Here, I have 2 kids of my own, and I have another family with 2 kids. We'd like to sign up for your day camp."
咁啊，開門咧，有一個女士話：，咁佢話我有兩個小朋友，咁另外咧，我亦都識得有另外一個家庭有兩個小朋友，都想嚟參加呢個日營。
In a span of like 48 hours, we had so many kids come by. We had enrolled 24 kids, 4 more than we expected, and we had to start actually tell kids that they could not come anymore.
在兩日之內咧，一共有24位小朋友嚟參加，咁啊已經係超曬額嘅。我哋直情咧係話唔對唔住啦，唔可以啦，我唔可以再收你啦。
It was such an amazing experience to feel that at one point I thought that we had nothing, but if I just prayed, and put myself knowing that God can do anything, God truly can come through. And give you more than you can even handle.
呢個係一個好奇妙嘅經歷。喺開頭嘅時候咧，乜嘢都冇，但係我哋不斷咁樣祈禱，跟住咧，神咧就會按佢嘅旨意供應，係多過我哋所求嘅。
Another interesting thing is that the disciples, as they are talking to Jesus, it was the time and the place that was troubling for them.
另外仲有一樣嘢好有趣嘅咧，就係當呢啲門徒回應耶穌嘅時候咧，當時嗰個時間同埋環境咧，係令到佢哋覺得係好困擾嘅。
It was getting quite late. They talked to Jesus. If you can imagine what they were saying to Jesus, it's getting quite late right now. you could hear the tone coming out of Scripture that the disciples just wanted to get home.
咁時間就越嚟越晏啦。咁你可以諗下當時啲門徒對住耶穌會講話：，唔好啦，耶穌天就嚟黑啦，我哋要翻屋企噶啦。
In the disciples' mind, they were probably thinking, "This is probably the worst time to have a God moment right now, because there are just so many people here, and it's getting late, and I just really want to go home. Everyone here is going to be hungry very soon, and when there's a lot of people that's hungry, things can go sideways really quickly." Jesus.I think it's about time to go home.
好可能咧，當時啲門徒喺度諗，唔係啊嘛，都已經就嚟天黑啦，一個二個又肚餓，這個時間去同佢哋講到唔好啦，唔好啦，不如快啲翻屋企啦。
But Jesus, of course, did not think as the humans thought. He thought that there is a great opportunity here, no matter how inconvenient it is.
但耶穌咧就唔係好似我哋用人嘅想法去面對呢樣嘢嘅。耶穌睇到係一個好好嘅機會。
So here is essentially what I see. I see that when God asks of you, it might not be the most convenient time for you.
所以我明白到，当神呼召我们的时候，未必是我们认为最方便的时候。
Brothers and sisters, we are often creatures of convenience.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有惯性的生活。
We often want what's best for ourselves, suiting our own time and our own place.
我们所追求的是令到我们最舒服的生活，什么都是要迁就我们的时间。
We live in a culture that is so fixated on keeping to our own set of rules and boundaries.
我们生活里面的文化呢，是令到我们是很着重我们的所谓规矩，我们的环境。
But I have to break a bit of news for you that when God calls you to faith, when God calls to put your faith into action, it doesn't always fit your schedule.
但是我想大家知道的就是，当上帝呼召我们的时候，要我们以信心行出来，未必是会就到我们的时间的。
Even for these disciples who saw Jesus' miracles firsthand, even they are challenged with these inconvenient faith opportunities.
即使这些门徒他们是亲历耶稣的神迹，但是他们都是受到这个挑战。
So often in my life, when I have a task to do, maybe it's prepare for a Bible study or a children's program, or maybe something at home. Maybe I have to do the dishes or the laundry. What I say to myself is that, oh, I'm probably going to leave this to the very, very last moment because I have time.
很多时候呢，有些东西我是需要去准备的，例如是准备查经的资料啦，儿童事工啦，又或者家里面的家务，例如洗碗啊、洗衣服啊，我会跟自己说，不用这么急啫，还有时间，慢慢先啦。
I wouldn't have much urgency, because my brain is thinking, well, I have all this time, I'm not doing anything else, I'm just going to relax. And then later, when it's getting nearer, when there's a deadline, okay, then I'll do something.
咁我呢个咁嘅心态咧，谂住，哎，大把时间啦，唔使咁急噶。不过咧，当嗰啲时间越嚟越慢要做嘅时候咧，就哎弊啦弊啦，做唔切啦。
But then it's very, very often that in my life something will come up where someone is maybe asking of my assistance, or there was an opportunity to have met someone new, or to connect with someone, or just to do something that I did not anticipate, and it was for the ministry of God.Very often, something last minute would just pop up like that.
就是很多时候，忽然间会有些事发生的，例如神要我去接触一些我未曾接触的人，有一些特别的事工，是神是忽然间安排，我是事先不知道的。
And then the old me, okay, the old me, the 5 years or 6 years ago, Justin, would face these opportunities that came out of nowhere.I would say right away, oh no, but I can't do that. I can't help you. I have to do the dishes. I have to prepare for a church activity. I have to go watch a basketball game. I'm sorry. I can't be with you. Maybe next time.
咁五六年前嘅我，当我面对啲机会嘅时候咧，我就唉唔好意思啊，我啲嘢都未做起，我又要为教会祈祷啦，又有家务要做啦，咁真系唔好意思啦，下次先啦，下次先啦。
I'm caught in that same moment when the disciples said to Jesus, "Hey, the time is pretty late, and there are things to do, and let's just go home."Because there's no way we could do any of this.
我就好似当时啲门徒咁话，唔好啦，耶稣，天都就嚟黑啦，我谂我哋要翻屋企噶啦，我哋做唔到乜嘢噶啦。
And for anyone that I have declined to help, or any events that I was unable to join simply because I was procrastinating and prioritizing myself, those were all wasted because of my laziness.
因為我個人的懶惰，我那個拖延那個習慣呢，令到我拒絕很多我其實可以幫助很多可以做的侍奉，這個就是因為我懶惰而起的。
We are all people that try to plan our schedules the way that we know how to.
我們每一個人呢，都有自己的時間表，樣嘢都是安排好曬。
We all see ourselves as people with limited energy and limited time, and so we are very careful when we plan out these things.
我們覺得呢，我們的時間有限，精力有限，於是乎我們很小心地去計劃我們的每一天。
And then we try to fill up these things, but then when the time comes, God may send to you an opportunity to do something. And in that moment, because you've planned your schedule so full, to your own limited human understanding, you have made no room for God.
我们用我们的所谓智慧安排了所有的时间排到满满，但是当神要用你的时候，你就觉得，唉，糟了，都已经满了，我都没有时间去做。
Imagine if every morning we would wake up and we would say to ourselves, God, whatever you have planned for me today, no matter how odd or how strange that could be, I will go and do that.
你试下想下，每朝起身的时候，你跟神讲话，神啊，任何你为我安排的，你要我去做的，我就去做。
And at the end of the day, if something did come up, you know that was God sending that to you.But also, at the end of the day, if nothing happened, if you were able to coast your way through the day, and I would hope that you would not say God failed you, but rather you would know that God, thank you for giving me the rest that you have given me, but I was ready to go. So God, please, maybe even tomorrow or next week, I plan to do whatever you call me to do.
在每日結束之前，我希望你是可以感謝神，讓你可以好好休息，因為你是做了神吩咐你去做的事，而不是埋怨說，唉，我都做不到，你叫我做的做不到。
Did the disciples know that they would have to stay out all into the evening? Probably not.
那那些門徒知不知道他們就算夜都要留在個野地那裡？應該不會啦。
Did the disciples know that they had to feed thousands of people on that day?Probably not.
咁嗰啲門徒又事先知唔知道佢哋要喂飽嗰幾千人咧？可能都唔會啦。
The disciples didn't expect God to challenge them on that day, yet God, He did. Jesus called them to faith, and He says to them, "These people do not have to go away. You give them something to eat."
嗰啲門徒咧，事前係冇諗過上帝喺嗰日咧係挑戰佢哋嘅信心，而耶穌就同佢哋講話，唔使佢哋散去，我哋就可以俾食物佢哋食，餵飽佢哋。
Verses 19 to 21 reads, "Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and he said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds."And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
跟住喺十九節嗰度咁樣講，吩咐眾人坐在草地上，就拿著這五個餅、兩條魚，望著天祝福，擘開餅。递给门徒，门徒又递给众人，他们都吃，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。吃的人除了妇女孩子，约有五千。
A small portion of five bread and two fish fed a company of 5,000 men, not even counting the women and children. That's easily 10,000 people total.
就是五个饼，两条鱼。就餵飽唔單止五千人，仲有婦女、孩子，講起上嚟可能係接近成萬人。
You can imagine if the disciples said to Jesus in that moment, "Sorry, Jesus, it's a little bit too late. I have to go home." Then this miracle would have never happened.
你諗下，假如當時啲門徒回應耶穌話：，唔好理耶穌，我哋都係翻屋企啦。咁呢個神蹟就唔會發生。
If the disciples said to Jesus, "Sorry, we only have a couple pieces of bread and fish."Let's not even try to do this. We just embarrass ourselves. If they said that, this miracle wouldn't have happened.
又或者啲門徒話：誒，冇啦，得嗰兩條餅、兩個餅、兩條魚都唔夠噶啦，攢誒面懵懵嘅啫，都唔使俾佢哋啦。如果佢哋咁樣回應嘅咧，呢個奇蹟亦都唔會發生。
If the disciples put their own schedules and their own mindset as the priority, then this miracle just wouldn't have happened.
如果啲門徒淨係諗住佢哋自己嗰個時間在先咧，咁呢個神蹟亦都係唔會發生。
What is preventing you from growing?
乜嘢係令到你係停止增長啊？
What is preventing our church from growing?
乜嘢係令到我哋個教會停止增長？
What is preventing our church from growing so tremendously that all of a sudden we need to have another service time or to plant another church or to create 6 new small groups?
乜嘢阻住我哋嘅教会去增长咧？我哋可以增到系啊、增加敬拜神嘅时间啦，又增加啊好多新嘅啊、小组啦，新嘅事工啦。
Do we say to ourselves that we are so comfortable in where we are that this is just how and where God wants us？
我哋系咪话唔使啦，唔使啦，够啦，我哋咁样已经好舒服啦？啊，神就要我哋系咁嘅啫。
Let me tell you.That if God truly wanted us to be like this, and if we've tried our best, and we've been extremely faithful, and God has ordained it so that this is where He wants us, of course I would be satisfied.
老實講，如果神真係要我哋係咁嘅，係就係留喺呢個地步嘅，咁大家都應該係心滿意足啦。
But if it is possible that God has plans for our church to grow in ways unimaginable,Should we not set our hearts on that kind of desire?
但係好有可能咧，神係想我哋教會增長到一個我哋根本係冇可能去啊幻想嘅地步。咁我哋係咪要嘗試踏出呢一步咧？
And if God has in store for our church to grow and multiply, I hope we don't say to each other that no, we're limited by our small parking lot or our small service hall.
如果神嘅旨意係要我哋教會嘅增長啦，我希望我哋唔好喺度回應話誒唔得啊，我哋泊車又唔夠地方啦，教會本身又細啦咁。
If God has in store for our church to grow in ways unimaginable, I hope we don't say that that this church is only for a certain kind of people.
假如神嘅旨意係要我哋教會係有意想不到嘅增長嘅時候，我希望我哋唔好話唔係啊神啊唔好誒俾其他人嚟啦。
If we all had this mentality of we only have 5 bread, 2 fish, if we all had the mentality of we have 5 bread, 2 fish, but God can do anything with that, I think there would be a lot of changes both in our lives and for this church.
如果我哋係去睇到用五個餅兩條魚，神可以係創造好多神蹟嘅話咧，神一樣可以喺我哋教會係創造好多嘅奇蹟。
I don't know exactly where everyone is in terms of your life journey and or your finances or what you are doing in life, but all I know.Is that when God speaks to you and when God asks of you, more often than not, we know that God is speaking to us.
我唔知道大家喺生命上行嘅路程系目前系咩地步，但系我知道神向我哋说话嗰阵时候，我哋系要回应嘅。
And so in those moments, I pray and I hope that when you hear God whisper to you, whispering to your heart.To pour out whatever you have, no matter how little it could be, I would pray and hope that you would say yes and you would give it your all.
但系我希望当神呼召你嘅心嘅时候，你系啊忠心咁样回应，话系将我所有嘅都献出俾神。
Jesus went to an empty and desolate place to pray. We, our church, we're also in a season of prayer.
耶稣去到一个荒野嘅地方，冇人嘅地方去祷告，我哋亦都系 喺呢个祷告嘅时候。
Let us return back to faith, a faith that tells Jesus, "Hey, Jesus, this is what we have, and that is all we have. Please, Lord, take it and do whatever you want with it."
让我哋以信心回应神，话呢个系我哋嘅所有，求你悦纳。我哋系好乐意咁样奉上。
Let that be our prayer.
呢个就系我哋嘅祷告。
Let's all pray together.
我哋一齐低头祷告。
Father, we live in a world that so easily calls us to so many different things other than you.
天父，我哋生活喺呢个世界咧，系俾各样嘅嘢系令到我哋系听唔到你嘅呼召。
And Father, we just ask for your forgiveness when at so many times we have given our attention and our money and our time away to things that are other than you.
天父，我哋系恳求你嘅原谅，因为我哋将我哋嘅时间、我哋嘅金钱系投放喺其他地方，而唔系喺你嗰度。
Father, we ask that whenever that next opportunity arises, whenever we have tried to make time for you, Father, we pray that we would just obey and then say yes to you.
天父，我求你下一次你赐机会俾我哋嘅时候，要我哋奉出我哋嘅时间嘅时候，我求你系让我系以信心，系以服从嘅心去系应承你。
Let us not be focused on the small amount that we have, but Father, let us be just so focused on what amazing miracles you can do with the little that we have.
天父，让我哋唔好去睇住我哋仅有嘅少少嘅资源，而系我哋要仰望你将会系用我哋嘅资源做出好多好大嘅事。
Father, so we pray and we ask for those opportunities that you would open our eyes to see those opportunities within our busy schedules.
天父，我系祈祷系让你让我哋张开我哋嘅眼睛，系去睇到呢个机会，让我哋系可以系更加系去行喺你个脑上面侍奉你。
We thank you so much in Jesus' name.
我哋感谢你，奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.